It's Nick Mazin here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 3-1 victory in the Welsh Cup over Porthmadog. Andy, a good performance in the end there today?
A good result, yep. Very, very difficult conditions, you know, which would suit an underdog team. It wasn't conducive to any sort of moving the ball quickly or whatever. It just made it a bit of a dogfight. And, you know, we showed great character after going 1-0 down so early, you know, to a shocking goal again. We showed great courage to get back into the game and got our noses up front. And then, you know, the second half, you know, I give great credit to Portmadoc because they came, you know, they were organised, they worked hard, it was a cup final for them. But, you know, the second half, if we're professional and we show the qualities that we should be showing, you know, that game 1, or we at least ask questions of the keeper, you know. But we've got into the final third and I don't know how many occasions we've just given the ball away sloppily. We've underhit a pass, we've made the wrong decisions, we've lacked the courage to go and stamp our identity on the game as an individual, and that's the most frustrating thing for me, you know, because you know they're going to come and have a go at us, you know they're going to push on because it's a cup game and they've got to get back into it. You just show me some quality and punish them, you know, by making the right decisions. And the right decisions come from wanting the ball. When the ball drops, if you're asking for it and you're making your body shape available to receive the ball, when you receive it, you make the right decisions. If you're not asking, if you're stood waiting and then somebody having to give you the ball and then you react to that, your body shape's all wrong and you make poor decisions. You've got to get yourself out of trouble. So, you know, we've just got to show a bit more courage, because when it comes to bravery and putting your neck on the line and tackling and heading, you know, there's no team that can touch us for that, because, you know, they've got fantastic desire to not be beat. But equally, courage comes in the same form of wanting to be on the ball and wanting to get it in tight areas, you know, and show what a good player you are. And, you know, I just thought we lacked that. Yeah, the pitch doesn't help. The pitch is appalling, you know. The pitch is really, really poor. You know, this time of season it does go that way, but, you know, it seems to be as bad as I've ever seen it. So we've got to deal with that, you know, and we'll go into Thursday night's game against Bala, you know, and the pitch is going to be more rain. The pitch is going to be as poor as that. So it's, you know, I can't see it being a very pretty game of football. You know, I'd imagine it's going to be a war on Thursday night. And, you know, if it turns into a war, then I'll always back my players.
New arrival today, Johnny Spittle, making his debut for the team as well. Had a very good performance.
Yeah, he slotted in nicely. You know, it was probably a game that was good to put him in. And again, you know, he's done everything that we've asked of him. You know, he hasn't looked out of place. But, you know, I'm just saying collectively it could have been a much easier afternoon for us if, you know, if we'd made better decisions at the right times. You know, we could have made it a much, and it, you know, you get that third goal where I think we had a chance on 48 minutes, 53 minutes, 60 minutes, 65. You know, these are chances, and then right at the end, you know, on 88 minutes we've got for 4-1, and again we're not taking them. I know, and that's frustrating, but, you know, we'll get better. You know, we're going to, you know, we'll, Thursday means that we'll be able to train next Saturday. So we'll be able to train Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday in preparation for the Cardiff Met away game. So we'll be able to work on things and be brighter and be better. You know, so promising. I'm looking at the strength of the squad there. I'm looking at the players that are not involved. I'm looking at the players that are on the bench coming on. I'm thinking, fantastic. You know, I've got a fantastic group there to work with going forward. You know, so it's promising, but there's, you know, it's strange one to be saying that in January you're talking about doing stuff on the training field, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff we need to improve on the training pitch. You know, with new bodies coming in, I think, you know, we might be have another body going out this week. So, you know, you're looking at 5, 6, 7 players have left again mid-season, you know, so, and we're bringing new players in, so it takes a bit of time for them to gel, but it's very promising.